Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so everybody, get involved. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your hated ones. This is a divine mission. And Organic OK is also here. Somewhere. All right.
Listen. Everybody, how you doing? This is comedian Organic OK.
Don't just listen. Talk. Get involved here. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. The show is brought to you by Organic OK. And it's even all the more brought to you by, well, not brought to you by. But there is a singer by the name of Maya Harrison who's out there traveling the world herself, like we did, going around trying to help and heal the community. She's out there basically looking to hurt sometime. Check her out. Okay. What happened on our previous installment? We had been all throughout Washington, D.C., and we actually went to Canada, Ontario, Toronto. We went there. I was also. Everyone I noticed, I mean, here's the thing. We last went to Canada. I had my own preconceived notions. I thought they were always cheerful and nice and friendly over there, and that middle class was still going okay. But I guess there's rotten apples in every barrel. You remember how bad it was over there? Remember the other things that happened?
Do you?
Dang. When we fought in Washington, D.C. We spent some time there in our nation's capital fighting for, what's the word I'm looking for here? Fighting for more rights, trying to do something about this homeless epidemic problem. It's like Organic said, we're not meant to save all of them, but we got to try anyway. So this way, we don't save everyone. We save as many as possible. But even then, there are just some who are just slipped through the cracks. Help comes too late. In the end, the planet's so big and congested with people, some are just bound to inevitably, you know, anywho, the thing was, where we're headed now, I remember. Oh, basically, and the origin story, in case you haven't looked, we're all a collection of people going around trying to save the planet. Organic OK over there, he was founding our expedition all around the globe to pick up the garbage and basically try to find a way to make sure people were sheltered. He did that. And the truth is, he found me in my own native hometown town of McKinleyville, California. McKinleyville, the horses run away. It's a town with everything. Now, I've said this before. I'm going to say this again. We've been all around all four corners of the globe, and I never found a place that was better than McKinleyville. All right. So dang it all. Dang it. It's a real thing. It was a true thing. It was a real thing. And then basically, what had my big falling out, he told me himself, he said, come join my expedition. We're almost going all around the world. We're going to heal it. Save this planet. Everybody on it. I don't know what to do. What to do. Actually, I went with Organic. It was the only thing I could think of. And he was going to take me on this expedition, save the planet, and basically help pick up all the waste, all the garbage that is thrown every which way. And try to get homeless shelters to expand a little bit. To make sure maybe they're a little bit cleaner so there's less chance of catching disease. I know everybody can't face this corona thing, but I'm talking about even like back then when you're thrown on the street and you're tossed out like so much obsolete junk. That's a real thing. Oh, heck. It's something. But what happened was, I remember, we came aboard and then we were going all over. And then after we had been in Washington, D.C., a place where I was basically trying to get us to march up and down Capitol Hill, Congress, and Senate, screaming for someone to do something about the homeless problem, I remember. You said, we're going back to L.A. Now I want to say something special right now. I hated L.A. I know people think of a thing about L.A., but, you know, it's really just become just this destitute place, you know. It's got one of the biggest homeless epidemic problems on the planet. It's especially bad there, and I found out they went out of their way to punish the people for being homeless. This is a place where, if you listen to our show, you know this. Maybe you know this because you do your research, but they don't allow you to sleep and live in your car. They can't even do that in L.A. That's a crime. And L.A. was the birthplace of a housing pod. I remember when we went there, I thought it was such a great idea. I was trying to get everybody, I was trying to get these things to catch on. I was trying to make them catch on. I was trying to get to make the homeless pod a thing. I thought this is the cure for the homeless problem right here, the housing pod. Just getting them built and whatever. But you know the sad thing? This is the part that's truly depressing. The truth is, they made that, they're criminalizing that there too. They didn't like this. They complained about how it would take up space, but it seemed to be more about the fact they were worried that if everybody would get a housing pod, and who's going to basically buy a house? Who's going to get an apartment? Real estate is supposed to be one of the most guaranteed sound investments there is. We can't have people giving it away for free. We're trying to get paid here. It was depressing. I was depressed. Organic, weren't you depressed? Weren't you disgusted with the fact that they made the housing pod and sleeping in your car illegal? He's absent again. Dang, he always does this. The other people who do the radio show with him complain about this too. You know, we're there. It's a heck of a thing. So anywho, we went back to L.A. Organic Chris had to drag me kicking and screaming back to L.A. I was fighting. I was like, I don't want to go back to L.A. Why? You saw how bad they are to the homeless. And then the moment I said that, I understood. Exactly. That's why we had to go back to L.A. It wasn't because it's such a wonderful place to visit or to live. Because this was a city that really needed our help. Pick up some more garbage. We need to do more than that. Like, we need to eventually make it so no one should say that we'll pick up this garbage. If they make it legal, if they make the housing pod, they stop coming down the housing pod. They stop coming down the housing pod to make it legal for you to sleep in your car. Dang. It's a real thing. It's a real problem. It's a real problem. I couldn't help but be angry. Wouldn't you be? Wouldn't you be mad? So there we were, back in L.A., back in a city that I grew to hate, a city that I grew to despise. And once again, it seemed like every single time we went there, the homeless problem had gotten worse. There were more homeless people living on the streets. More people trying to get out of L.A. Because you know how expensive it is out there? You know, if you're not planning to become a movie star out there, if you're not planning to become a movie star, successful movie stars and Hollywood crews, those who can afford to live there. The only people. What to do? What to do? Say what I did. I personally found myself without means. I said to myself, dang, we got to do something. So once again, I was out there on the street. I was picking up trash. That's the problem. If you clean up the trash, there'll be more trash to clean up later because people just throw everything now under their... They fine you for littering, but they got to catch you. And basically, I went over there, and sure enough, I saw somebody who was a family, a couple that were living in a car. And I saw that car get towed away. It wasn't right. I don't know. I was angry. Wouldn't you be? Wouldn't you be mad? I was the guy who was basically trying to figure out, where do I go from here? I was trying to help the heal, the homeless, whatever. They were on my hands and knees, picking up this, that. It got dirtier. I mean, it ain't as basically unsafe as it is now, because now there's a corona. There's a corona going back and forth. But I don't know. I don't know what to do. Nobody does. I found myself often basically thinking, okay, maybe if we keep at it, maybe if I get a bunch of us to march again, maybe if we keep at it, we keep walking and protesting, maybe we make a point. Can make some of these people could live in their house, live in a car, live in a housing pod. Maybe we can do all that. We can do all that noise. We can do that. Dang, boy, it work. I gathered up all of the homeless community, and I didn't gather them all. I tried talking to all of them. I met a few people who remember me from before. You were the guys picking up all that garbage. Yeah, I was. Gotta explain, we're back here to do it the same, but we're back here to help you guys. We're gonna do it in spades. We wanna help you. We wanna make this. I said this before and I'll say it again. It's a time when LA was considered to be the city of the future in a lot of ways, you know. You see, LA, there was a booming economy at one point to make itself a big city. There were all these jobs available for people, land was affordable. And there were all these, well, movie stars being discovered. And this is back when those things, job security, there were jobs aplenty and whatever. And as far as movie stars, you know, when you're in a good picture or two, you had longevity, tenure. You know what I'm talking about? There was a time when basically people were in the business, they broke through. And once they were movie stars, once they were discovered, they stayed discovered. Nowadays, there's no job security in anything. That's especially true of movie stars. You know what I'm talking about. I don't know. Organic, are you there? Organic, come on. Where are you? 15 minutes after the hour here, 8:15 here on the program. Cocooning from the microphone, you are listening to DJ Butterfly Species, the one and only. Please, get involved. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. I basically saw more than one person have a brush with death on the street this time I was out there. Really, it happened. Now, it didn't happen as frequently as it did in cities with colder climates like Seattle and all. But dang it, in Washington, D.C., as we once were, but dang it, it still happened. It was still a thing. People dying. People down the street. It's expendability. People call it survival of the fittest. But, dude, things are bad all over, dude. Survival of the richest. The rich people have everything, and there's nothing keeping the middle class together, alive. That was not a thing. This is a fact. This is something. This is getting worse all the time. Some people thought that too many of the homeless people who were on the street had lived in there so long they couldn't maintain an apartment and house and managing a job and all that anymore. They can't do it no more. They've been on the street too long. They were too broken. Best just let them pass. And again, I know we can't save them all. Well, the problem is we're chucking them all. It was a real thing. What was I to do? Well, I'll tell you. Dang. I basically rounded basically several of them and once again we marked by City Hall. I said, I know we've been here before. I know we did all this, but we're doing this again to illustrate a point. Bad. Do something about the homeless problem, the homeless epidemic. Anywho, I was thinking about what to do. What to do in spades. I got everyone marching around, fighting for the greater good. I got them battling it out. And not fighting each other, you understand, but fighting towards this problem. This big, dang epidemic that was basically worse than anything. I did. We were all up there on Capitol. We were up there near City Hall. We were up there near L.A. City Hall. We were marching. We were making the point that we need to be saved. Save us. Save us. Save us. Okay, maybe I was basically being taken care of, but I realized something. I didn't have a residence or home of my own anymore. I didn't. I mean, Organic was taking care of me, and he did a damn fine job. I will say that much. He was taking care of a lot of us. But this wasn't going to last forever. I mean, what was I going to do? Somehow I didn't think for the rest of my life, basically, suppose I could pick up trash or whatever. And, I mean, I guess in a way it was good for business, so to speak, because, you know something, there's always going to be litter. And there's always going to be a system that turns its back on people who are homeless. But the truth is, we need to do something about it. Like yesterday. Something went wrong a while ago, and something needs to change. This is a problem that's going around all over. It's especially bad in a place like L.A. where everything's expensive, whatever. But dang, this problem is universal. It's a real problem. So, what we're going to do? Fight towards the greater good. We picked up trash. I basically said the reason we did it. We marched towards that greater calling in life. We basically realized that we all need to be saved. And here's the funny part. Brace yourself. When I gave my speech, when I said I'd done this before and I was doing it again, when I said I was about the greater good, I explained. Hear me out. Cheer me out. Things are really bad. And I helped basically, once again before, we got some people, some homeless people in L.A. out of L.A. Because L.A. is not a place you can afford to be homeless. You really can't. Something needs to change. And I feel like we're saying it's going to change. So they told me it's going to change. I don't know how to tell you this, but really this happened. In L.A., they basically released that they were going to basically raise a huge amount of money to help on the homeless at that point. I don't know if that really had anything to do with our protest. I like to think it did. I like to think we sowed the seeds of change. Did we? Sure looked like it. Dang, I was proud. I was absolutely proud. I mean, honestly, here I thought there was no hope. Here I thought there was no help. Dang it, L.A. was doing something. L.A. finally stopped focusing on their television and movie stars. Show and focused on the people who were riding the street. There was something. There was something. I thank everybody all for tuning in. Everyone who might have heard this program here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here. DJ Best Black PCs here, the one and only, except no substitutions. From the community there, the horse who had the right of way, who is an honest lead. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank you all for listening at some point. Thank you. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And the show was supposed to include Organic OK, but once again, he chose to clock out. Listen, we're still here. We're living large and in charge. We're out here to do something. Please, tune in. What else is there to say? But after our basically whole debatical, we realized we have to do this around the rest of the world. Once again, there's always going to be a problem where the homeless are basically persecuted and punished for their whatever when they need help the most. And I guess that encourages us to have repeat business. Our mission, our goal, our in life will never truly be finished. There's going to be more, isn't there? Always. What to do? What to do? What to do? Guess we just keep on persecuting, don't we? Keep on trying. Keep it up. Never stop. I just thank Organic for just everything. I'm going to be grateful. I don't know. That was a thing. Whatever it may be, gotta keep moving. What else? I don't know. I don't know what to do. I guess what I mean, I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to keep on moving and moving and moving. It's a natural order of life, good people. See? What I can say was that L.A. got a little better. I know we helped. Thanks was in a lot of ways, but in the end, I remember. Dang it all. we were still on a mission to do this for the world. Whatever have you, may it continue. May it never stop. May it never stop. I don't know. I guess the best thing I can say is that we're going to stay there. We're going to keep on going and moving. And maybe someday people will stop lettering altogether. Maybe something's going to make them. That's something to make people stop throwing their garbage all over the place. It'll be a wonderful day when we're out of business, because it will mean that this world's finally found a way to work together and unite and take care of itself and each other. But still, I'm not holding my breath. Let me just say, we know the human race a little better than that, but still, I'm hoping. I'm hoping. Have you picked up all the garbage that you know? That you know is all around? Have you? I don't know. I wish Organic OK was here to basically answer my questions. For a moment there, as we're driving out of L.A., you know what I saw? I saw angels. I could see them. There they were. It was beautiful. Thank you all for listening to the program. Cocoon from Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Pieces. Thank you. And good night.